Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Belefter joins us when we come back right after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Superior Livestock Auction markets more than 1.3 million head of cattle annually, all with the personal one-on-one attention buyers and sellers deserve. Coming up is a video auction June 26th in Fort Worth, Texas, offering more than 17,000 head. Contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Also coming up, the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and Video Royale in Winnemucca, Nevada, July 27th and July 29th through 31st. Superior Video Auction, June 26th in Fort Worth, Texas, offering more than 17,000 head.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start off with a check on our livestock futures. And well, ended up with a very nice day on the cattle futures, both the live and feeder cattle futures with triple-digit highs on Friday.
That is correct, Dave. The cattle complex closed with triple-digit gains, as many of the contracts did nothing more than just reclaim much of the losses they incurred back on Thursday. Now, cash cattle traded $3 to $4 lower last week than what the previous week was. Friday's cattle on feed report was mostly neutral to slightly friendly and did not hold any major surprises whatsoever. Choice box beef was up 49 cents on Friday. Selects were up $1.50 on a total movement of 92 loads. The daily cattle kill 109,000 head. The weekly kill 549,000. Cash feeder index was down 9 cents. The lean hogs closed negative and made new lows for the current slide. August live cattle closed Friday $1.32 higher. August feeder cattle were up $1.50. In July, lean hogs were down $2.27.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures as they finished the week last week, and mostly negative on Friday, except for the wheat in Kansas City. Kansas City actually had a pretty decent day at the close Friday.
That's exactly right, Dave. A little bit unusual seeing the Kansas City wheat close positive and everything else close negative. But the majority of the week before Friday, we saw corn and soybeans higher in Kansas City, wheat suffering to the downside. There was really a lack of any type of fresh fundamental news back on Friday. And for the week, we saw that July Kansas City wheat contract lose 23 cents, while July corn was unchanged, and July soybeans gained 31 cents for the week. Now, this week, we're seeing estimates appearing for the June 30th USDA acreage and stocks reports that will also cause a certain amount of positioning in the markets too. But wheat harvest really got kicked into high gear this weekend with the help from our weather. At the moment, our July KC wheat is holding 3.5 cents higher. July corn's down 1.25 cents. July soybeans trading 4.25 cents higher. July cotton's up 6 points. August crude oil 27 cents higher. September dollar index is 16 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures up 132 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.